And for the uninitiated, the Clash punk rock band played at the Academic Community Hall an incredible concert that lasted well over 2 hours, which we broadcast live here on commercial radio. And after the concert, I was escorted together with Freddie backstage by two very impressive-looking roadies and taken into the dressing room to meet Joe Strummer and Mick Jones. And the first question I asked was, what was the story of the Clash?
The story starts in April 76. In a room upstairs in the back of a squat in Shepherd's Bush, where Mick Jones, Paul Simenon, Vivian Aubertine and Keith Levine are living.
And Sid, we used to practice in the room about the size of any normal cupboard, and it had egg boxes on the wall, and we used to go in there and practice the songs, right? And until we managed to move out, and we went to Camden Town. The next step was Camden Town.
That's right, and then they asked me, Joe Strummer, to join the group, and I took 24 hours to decide to join it.
At that time you were the 101s?
101 is an R&B group, yeah, so they disbanded and I joined the Clash as soon as I saw Mick and Paul, because they looked kind of different from other people at the time.
At the time?
Like, all my friends thought they were weirdos.
And we thought all his friends are weirdos as well.
Okay.
Oh, we had another drummer at that time, his name was Terry Chimes, and then he left to be a shelf fitter, and
that's
how we got Topper after auditioning 206 drummers. Topper was 206th and got the job. We'd known him for a while, he didn't want to join at first, but later on he wanted to join when we started happening.
And then,
first gig.
Yeah, then we moved to a famous, now famous warehouse in Camden Town.
Which we painted.
It's called.
Before we were allowed to practice, we had to paint the whole place.
For a month.
What colour did you paint it?
Pink and black.
Yeah, very, the colours the Roxy Club jibbed off us and painted the club when I started. But that was called Rehearsals, Rehearsals. Because that's all that went on there.
And it was taken, it was the property of British Rail.
And that was about the time you had your first album?
No, this is before that, much before that, we even had a recording contract.
The first gig we played was supporting the Sex Pistols at the Mucky Duck in Sheffield.
That's the Black Swan. We invited all the press that we could find in London to come and see us at our rehearsals, and we put on a little show, and Bernie's wife made sandwiches.
There were six of them.
Yeah, and they went wild and gave us great reviews. And
including, I hear, the Sunday Times.
Oh, well, they didn't turn around on us later.
Quite right, sir. Anyway, to cut a long story short, on the 27th of January 1977, we signed a contract with CBS and put out a record that went in straight at number 12. And then we took out on the White Rat tour. And that's when the Sunday Times, they were more taken with our road crew than us.
Yes, I heard some tales about one of the road crew's habits with Coke cans and cigarettes.
Well, that was the famous Roadie Rodent.
He used to do that.
Who ended up in Zimbabwe with Bob Marley.